Thank you, Damien. It could be on the ballot in November, a sales tax increase. Humboldt County supervisors have moved forward on a proposed half of 1% sales tax for Humboldt County to pay for public safety services. The board could finally approve the ballot measure later this month. Two supervisors, Mark Lovelace and Estelle Fennell, pushed for a higher tax increase, 0.75%. Public safety agencies say they have already cut their budgets deeply and they need the money to function properly. If passed, the sales tax increase would apply to both incorporated and unincorporated areas. Eureka police are concentrating on motorcycle safety over the next 3 months. They're conducting a motorcycle safety enforcement operation beginning this month, concentrating on preventing death and injury at specific locations. Police will be patrolling areas where such accidents frequently happen. They'll be cracking down on use of drugs and alcohol by motorists. And so far this year in Eureka, there have been 8 motorcycle collisions with 6 injured and 1 person killed. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and the FBI are collaborating to solve a bank robbery in McKinleyville. It happened a year ago in the McKinleyville branch of Bank of America, now closed. The bank robber brandished a handgun, jumped over the counter, and filled a white trash bag with cash. He fled in a Cadillac Escalade or a Nissan Xterra. It happened on June 27th of last year, but now police are stepping up their search. A 14-year-old girl reported missing by her family has been found. Eureka police had been looking for the girl through the weekend. According to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, 14-year-old Morgan Martin was with her grandmother on the evening of July 4th. She'd said she would be walking around the neighborhood that night and did not return. According to the release, the grandmother looked through the neighborhood and called her friends until midnight. Before notifying authorities, the girl is now safe and sound, found by police. To have a tourist industry, you need an airline. That's why the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau is putting its money where its mouth is. The Bureau is supported in part by local governments through the transient occupancy tax, and it's committing money to help another airline establish here. Appearing on Talk Shop, Tony Smithers said the Bureau is committing $250,000 from its budget to induce another airline here.
This is an offer our board has made to work with the Fly Humboldt Coalition. All the folks putting together all the local monies that are needed for the airline revenue guarantee, because, you know, to bring an airline into any new market or service, you've got to guarantee the revenue for a year or 2 years, whatever. That's how the game is played.
Smithers said the $250,000 is half the guarantee airlines need to commit to come here. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the last 30 days, 30% of Eureka's 11th graders have been binge drinking, according to the Eureka Police Department. 17% of 9th graders in Eureka have done the same thing. That is why they've been targeting enforcement of alcohol use among teens, binge drinking. Police have reported 1,100 calls for alcohol-related service in 2013. Corey Watson of the Eureka Police Office said the problem is bigger than parents and adults realize.
It has become a much bigger problem in Eureka, that underage selling. And then Eureka's also gotten a grant for the last 2 years from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control that gives us a little bit of extra money to specifically address those problems.
Eureka Police have been distributing this information through a Humboldt Allies for Substance Abuse Prevention. It's a partnership of local organizations, and they're pushing a social host ordinance, making people liable for allowing parties or gatherings on their property.
You see parents buying and older siblings buying, or older friends even, just older people that are attending the party. I mean, there's been a couple parties in Eureka where you go and there's, you know, 15, 18-year-olds, and then there's one guy who's 27.
It's a big cost to the taxpayers, according to police. Calls for service often involve three or more officers up to 2 hours at a time. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.